This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The big story here in Washington, the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and political dirt. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas to testify in Congress. We get a late report from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirms he was on the phone call at the heart of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Pompeo says he was listening when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's new leader in July.
I was on the phone call.
Where the president urged Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and family. Pompeo is under growing pressure from Democrats in the impeachment probe and is resisting their demands for information from State Department officials.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable.
House investigators say it would be illegal for Pompeo to keep those officials from talking to Congress. The State Department's watchdog is expected to brief congressional staff today on the Ukraine requests. Amid an impeachment probe, the president is now calling a coup. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is another setback in efforts to form a unity government. Netanyahu's Likud party said it was stunned by Gantz's decision. His centrist blue and white party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election, and Gantz says he will not be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric-charged southern border wall topped with spikes. The newspaper says Mr. Trump also suggested that American soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they tried to cross the Mexican frontier into the United States before he was talked out of it by his staff. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms development by Pyongyang and a serious diplomatic provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul. British royal Meghan Markle has sued a tabloid newspaper, and her husband, Prince Harry, has lashed out at British celebrity news coverage. We get a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The civil lawsuit accuses the Mail on Sunday of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with intrusive publication of the letter. A spokeswoman for Shillings, the law firm handling the case, said Prince Harry accused the Mail on Sunday of editing the letter in an intentionally destructive manner to manipulate readers with an unflattering portrayal of his wife. I've been a silent witness to her private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in, the prince said in the statement posted on the couple's royal website. Zaria Shakili, London.
The U.S. Justice Department Inspector General has issued a damning report on the Drug Enforcement Administration. It centers on the opioid crisis. Here is AP's Jackie Quinn.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Gene Randall, VOA News.